Hey, nice jacket. Who shot the couch?
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host Adrian, here with a man who Googled Bing on a Yahoo search engine.
I'm a remote.
Yes, you are, and that one was totally for the nerds. You're welcome, America. Today, we start a new series titled, It's Not Nothing. And we start this series with an episode titled,
Penance.
The scripture today comes from
the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 13. Rend your hearts, not your garments.
Delicious.
Delicious indeed. Let's get this podcast on the road now. So I had a bunch of notes, but I don't know what I did with them. So I'm just going to get going with what I have here. One of the ones that I kept from last series was, he who suffers remembers. And you know, when we forget the suffering, or when there is no suffering involved in something, it's kind of easy for us to forget. You know, we always remember when we fall and when we get scars and when we remember when we hurt. And that's kind of it's not nothing that it's part of Lent, suffering and penance and fasting and almsgiving, which are the three episodes that we're going to be having throughout this season. It's not nothing, you know, we have to remember, because if we don't remember, we're not going to value. And if we don't value, we become everything that stands against the goodness that is in this world. And if we forget the suffering, the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ, we're going to forget that salvation is not free, and we're going to take it for granted. You know, the cheesy line comes to mind, and maybe it's not that cheesy, because it's true, you know, that God came to pay a debt he didn't owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. And some of you well-seasoned church-going people, you've heard that one a lot. But it doesn't stop being true just because it's cheesy or because it's been oversaid. And when it comes to penance is something that brings us back to God. It's an acknowledgement that we have screwed up, or that we're sinners, and that's why we need a savior. Penance means that you're sorry for that sin. You know, but If we don't realize what we've been saved from, then we don't need a savior. And that's why people are so content with saying, hey, I'm a good person. But good people can also go to hell. I think we forget about that. So that's one of the reasons why in the season of Lent, we have those three pillars: penance, fasting, and almsgiving. Because it's important for us to remember that penance means more than outward signs of being sorry. You know, it means more than someone punishing us because we've been bad, or because we cheated, or because we, whatever, you know, you fill in the blank. Penance is, like the scripture says, us rending our hearts, not our garments. And this is something that the Jewish people was known for doing back in the day. You know, they'd rip their shirts as a sign of being outraged by something, whether it be their own sin or the sin of someone who was committing blasphemy. You know, they would rend, like rip their garments. I imagine a Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt. You know, that's rending one's garments. And so God wants us to rend our hearts and not our garments. When you think about that, I don't know what people know about kinesiology and whatnot, but when you're working out, your muscles rip. And that's how you get stronger. You know, your muscles rip. That's why people say you get ripped, because your muscles rip and then they have to heal. And when they heal stronger. And so they heal bigger. And that's why people get swole. You know, all that language just kind of backs this up. It's an internal sign of an outward reality. And so that's why it says on Joel 2:13, rend your hearts. Let your hearts be the ones that are actually working out. That's why we keep hearing in the scriptures that when you do something, don't do it so other people can see. You know, when we're doing things for Lent, we're not just doing it so that people can see us not doing something or giving something up or to make a big deal and say, no, 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 I gave up chocolate for Lent, or no, 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 I gave up this or that for Lent. And it's not about how hardcore it is, because as we've heard other holier people than us say, you're not that hardcore. I am not that hardcore for giving something up. If you don't believe me, look at the stories of the saints and you'll find that there's people who are harder than us. There's always going to be them, but it's not about them. It's about our offering to the Lord. And then as the catechism points out, and don't ask me to repeat the paragraph number, because I don't remember. I dove deep into the catechism and then went in after knowledge, one wormhole after another, just got sucked in by everything and the precepts of the church and whatnot. But the main thing that I got is that penance needs to be internal. And then once you internalize that penance, you can't help but show it on the outside.
I don't like asking people what they're doing for Lent, what they gave up or whatever, because I'm going to sound salty, but I don't care about because it's not that I don't care. I understand that your penance is something personal, something mm-hmm. very, very private. I can't remember the scripture, but it says Jesus talks about how when you're fasting, like, shut up, you keep that to yourself. You wash your face and make it seem like everything's cool because it's none of anybody else's business. Of course, he said it much more eloquently, but that's pretty much what I understood. Like, dude, shut up and keep living your life, because all this little mini suffering, this being hungry is uncomfortable and challenging. That's your personal suffering. That's your sacrifice that you're offering to God. Jesus, when he was on the cross, he wasn't saying, hey, look at this. Look what I'm doing. I'm doing this for all of you guys to show you guys. Nothing like that.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, he was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. That's why, when people say, oh, I gave up chocolate for Lent. Oh, I give up texting for, I don't know, you know, I give up social media for Lent. Like, who cares, dude? Like, that's not cool. There's nothing cool about that. Like, oh, really?
Hey, okay, for you. That's awesome. For you.
No, just in general, dude. Like, people trying to make it seem like, oh, it's so hard. I give up Instagram for 40 days. Oh, cool, dude. To your like point, though. Yeah, like, you know, to your point. Like, yeah, it's not about being hardcore. It's about, like, dude, just shut up and live your faith. How about that? How about you live your faith? And I don't mean to sound salty. It's just like, dude, like, get right. Like, stay focused. It's not about how hardcore it is to give up chocolate, or it doesn't matter how hardcore you think you are because you gave up social media or chocolate or fattening foods because whatever. Cool. That's awesome. But I think we fail. And I've been guilty of it. You know, I'm not saying I'm better than that.
Like when I gave up coffee.
Yeah, like that's dumb, dude. Like,
which why? I did, you know. Like, I don't know. I wanted to make other people around me suffer.
Yeah, you know, to your point, it's not about being hardcore. It's just about getting yourself right, and that right mindset where, like, yeah, it doesn't have to be hardcore. So don't try to sound like chocolate is the greatest thing to give up, or Facebook, or whatever. Oh man, we get it all twisted because we think we're sacrificing for God. God doesn't need your little sacrifice. Like, God already beat death. Mm-hmm. God already owns this. But it's like what it's gonna do for you. Your penance is sharing in that suffering, like having the privilege, but of sharing that the suffering of Christ on the cross. And his real penance, the 40 days when he was in the desert and he was tempted by the devil, truly tempted by the devil. Not your, you know, not posting on your Instagram or eating fries, you know, that's hardcore. Not eating fries. Yeah. Okay.
Man, I want to jump in too, because you're like, You're livening up the conversation, because I was nerding out so much that I kind of forgot about the practical stuff, you know, the application. I told myself I wasn't going to do that this time, but I was just like diving into it because I opened the catechism again. And yeah, no, it's basically what you're saying, except I don't know how much.
Better.
Better. Yeah, because it's applied, you know. It's not just a little theory. It's not just here's what we do. You know, and speaking about being salty, I was having a conversation with my wife about this, and it was kind of an interesting experience, because we went to different masses last Sunday, because she had to sing for the 10:30 mass, and Clara had to be at a little meeting, and then I had to take her. Anyway, the schedule just turned out that the kids and I went to mass early, and then we went and handled some other stuff while Vivian was at mass singing, and we got the same homily by the same person, but I got something completely different out of it. You know, I got the I guess I was salty that day, or I don't know what the heck was going on, but I did not appreciate the homily that the deacon gave. I was listening to it and I'm like, this guy sounds kind of rude, because yeah, you know, I know that it's nothing. You know, I know that sacrifices that we do are nothing. You know, it's not about that, because the work has already been completed. And just to oversimplify things, us going into Lent is kind of like jumping on Jesus' bandwagon of 40 days and 40 nights. He did all the hard work. All we're doing is we're jumping on and enjoying the ride. But it's in that jumping on that we come to the series. It's not nothing. You know, because we do have to jump on. We do have to be on board with it, to overuse the pun. But here's the thing. It really isn't nothing. Like, yeah, it's not as hardcore. You know, we do need to get over ourselves. But what I got from that is I listened to him, and he's like, he was saying something. I guess it's just the way that he was saying it, or the way that I was listening to it, that it seemed like he was saying that you're doing Lent wrong if you're giving something up. But really, the message after talking about this with Vivian was that we sometimes take the wrong approach. You know, we give something up. We give up chocolate so that we go back to chocolate. You know, we give up unhealthy behaviors so that we can go back to unhealthy behaviors. You know, what it really should be, that we're doing something so that our lives are transformed and our hearts may look like something that God will recognize as belonging to Him. You know, and that's the whole idea of rending our hearts and not our garments, is that we go back to God and we go back to becoming His. And yes, we jump on the bandwagon because He did all the work and He is the one that's moving us along. And all we have to do is jump on board. But like we said, it's not nothing. So however big or small your sacrifice may it be coming from a place that's good. You know, may it be coming from an internal penance that has no choice but to show itself on the outside. You know, and when we're doing this Lent, man, I keep coming back to this, that we're supposed to be solemn. But once you've embraced the suck enough, you can't help but enjoy it sometimes. It's like when I make fun of my wife, and she just starts laughing. Like, she can't help herself. She just cracks up. I guess because of the way I'm saying it, sometimes I'm like genuinely frustrated. And my way of coping with that frustration is to like make fun of that behavior. And she just starts cracking up, and it's no fun. You know, it's no fun to make fun of someone who's making fun of themselves. And so just kind of bring that around. It's like God tells us who we are. You know, we are His children. We are His beloved. We are His precious creation. The devil wants us to look at ourselves as nothing else than our sin. You know, that's who the devil is telling us who we are. You know, but once we acknowledge Christ, Jesus, for whom He is, who is the Messiah, the chosen one of God, then it's God's turn to tell us who we are. And so when the devil comes back and tells us who we are because of what we do, we just tell him, yeah, so. Or we laugh. And there's nothing else that will tick him off more than that.
Yeah.
I don't know how the heck I got to that point, but that I guess I just love Lent. And it's kind of weird to say. Because, yeah, I love giving stuff up. I love embracing the suck a little bit, spiritually speaking, and not to let people know that I'm going through it. You know, and I love eating fish on Fridays. I really do. Why? Because you can throw this stuff at me, but this stuff reminds me that I am one with the one who brought me salvation. So if I'm with him, I don't have to fear anything else. No matter how nasty life gets, no matter how ugly it gets, we know that we are resurrection people.
You know, the more I don't want to say study, but the more I read this stuff, and the more I meditate on it, I realize that I'm doing Lent wrong. Because no matter how Catholic I think I am, I don't completely render my heart to the Lord. Because if I did, I would not have any doubt. I think that pretty much summarizes everything I'm trying to say. I would not have any doubt. I would trust 100% that everything is going to be taken care of as long as I'm putting in the work. Because I'm a human being, and I worry about stuff that's out of my control. I don't panic about it, but I do overplan for stuff. And
not always the wrong thing, though. Not always a bad thing.
No, but when it comes to spiritual matters, it is wrong, because I'm not right. Because I'm saying one thing, I'm saying, yeah, I trust you, God, but then I don't trust you, God. And I say that with my actions. Because, nah, God, I got this. It's like my 6-year-old nephew saying, "Hey, dude, it's okay. I'll drive. I can drive us to my school." I mean, he's a smart kid. He can probably make something happen. But there are things that are out of his control. Just the mere fact that he can't reach pedals, and I feel like that's me. Like, yeah, I can probably make stuff happen, but I can't reach the pedals. I can't really see over the steering wheel. I can't. I mean, you get the point that I'm trying to make here. It's, yeah, we can probably make stuff happen. And it's in the Bible, dude. Render your hearts, not your garments. So you giving up fries or giving up your favorite TV show? Cool. Yeah, it's definitely not nothing. But just because it's not nothing doesn't mean that it's something worth sacrificing. Because God would rather have you eat your stupid fries and have your heart instead.
Part of me is like, you know what? That's a little bit of a downer. But part of me is like, yeah, dude. That's true. Because I can just imagine Jesus whenever I'm trying to be all hard about my penance or whatever. Just like, keep your stupid fries. Just be mine.
Yep.
No, keep your dang soda during Lent. Keep your dang this or that. Just be mine. Like, we focus so much on the what. And don't get me wrong, the what is important. Because the what should come out of what we already are. The liturgical nature of the church, the sacramental nature of the church, it's all a visual sign of the supernatural reality that is actually happening outside of the natural world. So when you're saying all that stuff, you know, I say that tongue in cheek, like, way to bring us down, but way to bring us down to earth, you know, like, keep our feet grounded on what is. Because, yeah, keep your freaking fries, just like, be gods, pick something up, you know, like that's important. I'm talking to myself here. It's like, I hope people don't think that I'm like, yeah, you suck. Get on this.
Well, we suck. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like we do. Hey, we suck together, dude. Man. Like
we all suck together. Let's suck a little less this year.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
I know we already closed with this, the series where we talked about how the kingdom of heaven is not for the weak.
Yeah,
dude. That's kind of what this is about too. You think your little mediocre sacrifices are enough, or you think your hardcore sacrifices are enough. If you're not giving up your heart, if somehow that's not changing your heart, then you're just wasting your time, because it doesn't matter how weak your sacrifice is or how strong it is. If it's not rendering your heart to the Lord, then it's worthless. So let's keep praying together, because I'm weak. And a lot of the times my little sacrifices are worthless because my heart is not rendered to the Lord.
Rend. I think it's rend.
Yes.
Because it's I do so suck, pray man. For us. And we'll pray for you.
Ferro.
Acquitor.
Hold on, I got something in my throat.
What the heck? Sounds water. Like sound effects of someone beating someone up.
That was water. Oh, yeah.
We're getting angry water. Yeah, buddy.